Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. The title of today's show, well, I actually have two. Life Gets in the Way, and you'll see how and why. And then the second title is Longing for the Outdoors. So, a couple days ago, I get a phone call from my great friend David Alexander. And let me tell you, he is the best naturalist I have ever met. This man is so brilliant in the wild. David and I have snowshoed before and fished before and hiked. And more importantly, we've taught people about the outdoors because that's what we do. And phone call from David, and David goes, so how many times did you go out and fly fish this winter? Well, when you live in the Northeast, fly fishing in the winter, you don't get too many opportunities. And I sort of had a tear in my eye as I'm answering him because the answer was zero. I was not able to get outdoor because life has been getting in the way. And yes, I am longing for the outdoors. So you see, here's the deal. I love to exercise, you know, part of what I do in the outdoors. But my deal always is this. I always say it this way. I want to do one exercise thing per day. And the one exercise thing, I mean, we could be playing volleyball. It's like, okay, so we'll work out and play volleyball on the beach or whatever we're doing and just loving it. Or you could say, hey, let's go for the longest walk, jog, bike, hike. It wouldn't matter as long as I get to do one thing. Except my days of recent have been 7 a.m. And again, I'm still up at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning because I'm the morning guy. And it's from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., a late dinner, sleep, repeat. But the hard part of this has been is catching up on all the things that needed to be done in my home. Hey, and I've often mentioned this. I have this beautiful 100-year-old historic home. Just love it. But the things I wanted to catch up on, one of them happened to be some of the window trim. When I moved in here, my cousin Pat, builder, he's now a building inspector, but cousin Pat and his company came in and they did unique, and it's all original woodwork around the windows. Hey, and I'm decent in carpentry, but this needed someone who was a master. So one of my friends, Luis, master carpenter, master builder, Luis came in. So Luis is doing that work and I'm playing basically cleanup boy while all that's going on. And he asked a question and I show him my brand new paddleboard from Ramsey Outdoor. And it is the largest paddleboard made. It is actually made for fishing. But again, and I'm not joking, there are people, and it's really cool. You go down, it could be on a reservoir somewhere, and you'll see groups doing yoga on paddleboards. And what makes this paddleboard so great is because it's wider, it's longer, it's very stable. And for my nephew Wyatt, who's 6'7", who's had a problem with my other paddleboard, because I'm not joking, when you see Wyatt standing on the paddleboard, the back of the other paddleboard is actually in the water. So we got a paddleboard for him, but I'm just looking forward to getting out there because I can't, because life gets in the way. Now, I also have a guy doing sheetrock in my basement. And you go, oh, hey, can't you do that? Because, hey, again, I am a pretty handy guy, except that 100-year-old home. When they built 100-year-old homes, obviously 100 years ago, when they built them, they weren't thinking that that would become livable space. So many of the pipes are below. So whether it's a gas pipe, a water pipe, they're all below the ceiling joists. So what do you do? Well, the first thing we do is you get this guy, Donnie, to come in. And the brilliance about him is he is actually able to build boxes around them. And I'm telling you right now, the basement, I still have work to do, and I'll get to that in a little bit. But the basement is, I guess you'd say it's a work of art, and it looks awesome. But you see, I've got to be there, because you're going to see what's going to be going on in a few seconds. I got to be there but I'd rather be doing a day hike anywhere in the world, except there's a lot of cleanup that's got to go on down there because, it's amazing when you do work, how much work. It's like one job gives you another job. So getting to do all this and catching up, I got my great friend, Coach Bill Gorski. Bill was on a show last week, and Coach is really a master painter besides being a master educator, a great, great coach. And his saying, what you get reps at is what you get good at. And he's got some great reps in at painting. So Coach and I, paying him a couple bucks, Coach and I are now painting so many parts of the home. Put a new ceiling in the front room, which is my office. And we painted the walls, painted the ceiling. And just, so that's a piece of it. But the cool thing is, since I am longing for the outdoors, and Coach is the proverbial outdoor guy just like me, so we get to talk kayak fishing because that is, so to speak, his life. I am a kayaker, I'm a fisherman, and sometimes I actually put them together. So it's like we're dreaming about, I guess, our next adventures. Some of it was when the ice thaws, which is starting to happen right now. And as I'm speaking, because in my studio, the windows, beautiful windows looking out, and the sun is just rising. I mean, the sun literally is on the horizon, and very shortly it will be poking in my eyes. But going back to Coach and I are saying, our first adventure should be blank. And our second adventure, because last year, believe it or not, and he's a huge striper fisherman, I was the guy who caught the striper first of the season before Coach. So we got that one going on. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So we're also, because Coach and I have fished together quite often, it was a sort of, do you remember when you caught her? Or do you remember when I caught her? Or do you remember when you caught more than me? Or do you remember when, especially this is the one, when I caught more than you? So while we're painting, passing the time, some music, not country music, so that part of it's killing me. But hey, I'm letting Coach control the radio there. I'd rather just have good old country music on. But what are you going to do? So he's doing the painting, his expertise. I'm doing the painting, but I've been doing little painting because I had become errand boy. I've been relegated to errand boy. So anytime someone needs something at one of the home stores, so we got Viola Building near me, Riccardi Paints near me, and I always want to support, and this is just for every one of you out there, and there's nothing wrong with the big old box stores of life and all that, but when I can support a smaller company or a family-owned company, I am going to do so. And those are the guys, when I go down to Viola Brothers, they know you by name, they take care of you, they help you out. You go down to Riccardi Paints, you see the same guys all the time. They give you, they give you their knowledge, their expertise, and I like that. Hey, and do I have to, because I have a Southwest home, do I need to go to Sherwin-Williams, which really handles so many of the Southwest colors? The answer is yes. And every now and then running over to Home Depot. But what's been happening is I've been, running for lumber or sheetrock for the basement guy, running for lumber for Luis upstairs, running for paint for Coach, because while I'm running, he's painting. And all I want to do is do a little bit of painting. I've been able to do a little bit of the staining of Luis's windows because life is getting in the way of me being in the outdoors. And I'm telling you right now, that's all I want to do is get in the outside. I don't care what it is, just to get there. Now, one of the biggest problems is when we had to sand the spackle. Some of the spackle dust, if you've never seen this, it is this white dust that goes everywhere. And I am telling you, my home was completely covered in dust everywhere. So think about this. My bedroom is the furthest room from where we sanded. There was dust coating my room, and that's with the door closed. So I am telling you, besides being errand boy, and this is killing me, I was clean boy. And you could see that when life gets in the way and I'm longing for the outdoors, I actually had to, and it took me, say, probably 3, 4, or 5 days to clean every, I'm not joking. You open up a closet and there was dust inside the closet. I'm saying every single thing. And this is killing me. And I, believe it or not, I do have cleaning ladies that come in once a month and we clean in between, and that's no big deal. And I said, before they even come in, let me clean everything. And when I clean it, then I'm going to have them come in, obviously, very shortly because we're still doing some work. And then I'll have them just go through and just get it all done. Instead of being clean boy, which is the world's worst job, I am longing for my garden. Getting into the organic gardening or heading on down the road to Inspector Dave's house and his beautiful garden behind his home. He is the ultimate organic gardener. Learned so much from the guy. And hey, Inspector Dave's been on this show very many times. Just a great educator. He knows organics better than anyone. Again, I know quite a number of people in the gardening. One of my degrees is in botany. And Inspector Dave knows more about organic gardening than anyone I know. So I could either be clean boy or a garden man, and I somehow need to become that. And it's like, you see, every year I always have an experimental crop. I want to grow something that I've never grown before. Sometimes not even to harvest it, even though you get to harvest it, which is a wonderful thing, but just to see it grow or to learn more about something, because that's what life is. Life is experiences, and you're like longing for the outdoors and those extra experiences you're going to have with your family, or more important, with your friends. Because, hey, Gabby and I keep talking about, oh, when we kayak on the Manasquan Reservoir, or when we go for a hike here, we were at brunch the other day after church, and that's what we were discussing, is our adventures, because I've been longing for the outdoors, and she knows that what it's like to be cleaning. So yesterday, I finally got to be, instead of errand boy and clean boy, I got to be paint man, because we got caught up on just about everything. So Coach and I, we were able to paint the kitchen, did it all, did a great job. And being paint boy gives me like a sense of accomplishment, like I'm doing something, versus, okay, Joey, go get me 16 2x4s. Again, having the Joey B-mobile, the truck, we load our kayaks and paddleboards and bikes and all that, because I just mentioned the word bike, and I have a bike with this cold winter in 3 months, and I'm longing for the outdoors. I want to get on that bike. But anyway, there's still work to be done, because the guy, his name is Donnie, in the basement is going to be finishing up and sanding and making more dust, but I already sealed up the basement, all the doors coming out. But that's got to be cleaned, and then we got to paint it. But there's no rush on that one as far as the paint, but I still will get it done, because, see, here's the go. If I can allow life to keep getting in the way while it's still a little cold, because remember, it's not spring yet. Starting to feel like it, and the sun is actually poking up and just in my eyes a little bit, but it still feels good. And once we get the basement done, then I am on the road again. So someone out there, please, please get me into the wild. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.